Okay, so I'm sure, like me, like you've seen the horrific and beyond, like you can't even describe it, the words, the videos, the pictures, what has been occurring in Israel. And just like, I was tossing and turning, like literally, I was tossing and turning my bed last night, like just barely able to sleep of just watching and seeing, like just seeing those images of the Rishayim literally murder hundreds of Jews. Kidnapping kids, kidnapping elderly women, and celebrating it. And I was like just thinking to myself, like, what can I do? Like, here I am in America, thousands of miles away. And it was hard for me to go to sleep. Like, how can I go to sleep when there's so many people that are not able to go to sleep? But there's so many people that are not able to go to sleep either, A, because they're not alive anymore. They're not able to go to sleep because they don't know where their children are. They don't know. They can't go to sleep because they have children on the front lines. And not only parents, like grandparents, how many wives have kissed husbands maybe for the last times before they went out to battle. The amount of kids that might have received a kiss goodnight from their fathers for the very last time. And how could I go to sleep? How could it be possible for me to be able to fall asleep peacefully in my bed at night, knowing that there's thousands, and not tens of thousands, not millions, of Jews around the world that are in so much fear, so much of, they just don't know what to do. So, what can we do? What can we do in Chutz La'aretz in America? We're here thousands and thousands of miles away. No rockets. No Hamas. No Hezbollah. What can we do to support Klal Yisrael, to support the Jewish brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael? So, I was thinking the following thought. Today is Isu Chag. The concept of Isu Chag is specifically the day after Yom Tov. And the purpose of Isu Chag is, as the name implies, the word Isu literally means to tie down, that you're supposed to tie down the Yom Tov and take it with you going into the rest of the week. Meaning, there's a fundamental difference when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov. After Shabbos, we have a concept of Maleva Malka, which means to escort the queen. But no such concept exists after Yom Tov. The concept that we have after Yom Tov is the concept of Isu Chag. And the purpose of Isu Chag is to take the messages of the Yom Tov and to tie them down and make them a part of us going forwards in the rest of the year. And the question is, what's the message of this Isu Chag? What's the message of our Shmini Atzeres this year, of Simchas Torah this year, that we need to tie down and take with us going for the rest of the year? So perhaps to understand what we can do right now in America, what we can do to help our brothers and sisters, we first need to understand maybe a little bit just what Simchas Torah, what Shmini Atzeres is all about, what we just went through, and how we could take those messages, take those lessons with us going forwards for the rest of the year. So perhaps we can explain as follows. So I know I said some of this yesterday for anyone who was there listening live, but it's worthwhile repeating for anyone, A, who wasn't there, and for anyone who was there, but just to sometimes just ideas need to be reinforced and thought over again to allow them to sink in. So yesterday in America, and not only in America, in Chutz La'aretz around the world, we danced at the Sefer Torah celebrating Simchas Torah. And there's a fundamental question that can really be asked about Simchas Torah. It's unique in the sense that when it comes to all the other Yom Tovim, when it comes to Pesach, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to Sukkot, we do the same exact thing on the first day of Yom Tov as on the second day of Yom Tov. Meaning, we eat matzah the first day of Pesach, we eat matzah the first night of Pesach, we eat matzah the second night of Pesach. We blow shofar the first day of Rosh Hashanah. We blow shofar the second day of Rosh Hashanah. We sit in the sukkah the first night of Sukkot. We sit in the sukkah the second night of Sukkot. What Yom Tov has is a difference between the first day and the second day? One Yom Tov. The Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. And Shmini Atzeres, We don't dance with the Sefer Torah. But on Simchas Torah, on the second day of Yontif, we do dance with the Sefer Torah. And the question is, why is it that the Gaonim, 1,000 years ago, when they established the Yontif of Shmini Atzeres, they could have just as easily made it that we should celebrate it on the first day of Yontif, the day which is on a Torah-level holiday. Why is it that they specifically had it, that we should celebrate and dance with later when we start dancing the Sefer Torah? Why is it that we specifically do it on Yontif Sheni Shagalius on the second day of Yontif, which is only celebrated outside the land of Israel? And perhaps the reason for this is to teach us a lesson, a very powerful and penetrating lesson, that what's kept the Jewish people going through the Galus, what's kept the Jewish people going through the exile has been the Torah, and it's always going to continue to be the Torah. So the day that we finish the Torah, the day that we celebrate the completion of the Torah, is not Yontif Rishon. It's specifically Yontif Sheni Shagalios, the Yontif, which is the Yontif for the Jews in exile, to remind us that despite the fact that we're in exile, but we still have the Torah. On Yom Kippur, we say, Ein Lanu Shir Rak HaTorah Hazos, that we have nothing left. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a Kohen Gadol. But the one thing that we still have is the Torah. And that's what keeps the Jewish people going. And that's what kept the Jewish people going. That's what's going to continue to keep the Jewish people going. So for that reason, we don't celebrate Simchas Torah on Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laaretz. No, we specifically celebrate Shmini Atzeres on the first day, but Simchas Torah is celebrated on the second day to remind us that what keeps the Jewish people going through Galus, what keeps the Jewish people going through exile, is the Torah, and is always going to continue to be the Torah. And on a deeper level, Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch points out that when it comes to each of the Yom Tovim, when it comes to Pesach, when it comes to Shavuos, when it comes to Sukkot, when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, each one of them corresponds to a different season of the year. The Yontif of Pesach, Chag HaAviv, it's the Yontif of the spring. The Yontif of Shavuos, it's the Yontif for the summer. Sukkot is the Yontif of the fall. And the Yontif that we have for the winter is the Yontif of Shmini Atzeres. And Rav Hirsch explains further that when it comes to the Yom Tovim, there's a parallel that exists between them. Meaning that Pesach, it's all about the physical creation of the Jewish people, how we became physically created. On Shavuos, we celebrate the spiritual creation of the Jewish people with the giving of the Torah. On Sukkot, we celebrate the physical sustaining of the Jewish people, how God took care of us in the desert. And on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, what are we celebrating? We're celebrating the spiritual sustaining of the Jewish people. That's the significance of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. And that's why it's the Yontif for the winter. Why is it the Yontif for the winter? Because the winter represents a dark time, a time when God's presence is not felt as clearly. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had it that we should celebrate the Yontif of Shmini Atzeres, the Yontif of Simchas Torah, right before the winter, to remind us and to sustain us through the winter. And the way we sustain ourselves through the winter is specifically through the Torah. And Simchas Torah, we carry the Torah to remind ourselves that what carries the Jewish people through exile is the Torah. It's going to continue to carry the Jewish people through exile is the Torah. And that's the significance of Simchas Torah. And they say from Rav Yaakov Emden writes in his introduction to his Siddur that the greatest miracle to ever occur to the Jewish people, greater than the giving of the Torah, greater than the miracles that occurred at the splitting of the sea and of the Exodus, greater than any of the other miracles in Tanakh and post-Tanakh, greater than the founding of the State of Israel, Six-Day War, and everything else, is the fact that the Jewish people are still alive nowadays. If we just think about it for a second, the amount of enemies that we have, and we had, just through Tanakh, the amount of people who have tried to destroy us and continue to try to destroy us, whether it be the Crusaders, the Inquisitions, more recent years, the Holocaust, the Communists, but we're still here. The Jewish people are still here, and the Torah is still here. And that's what we're celebrating on Simchas Torah. We're celebrating the fact that despite the fact that we've had so many enemies that have tried to destroy us and are continuing to try to destroy us, but we're still here and the Torah is still here. And I want to share a story that maybe highlights this idea, maybe that highlights the fact that the Torah is still not forgotten with Rav Chanan Wasserman when he left London for the final time. So Rav Chanan Wasserman came to America in 1938 to fundraise for his yeshiva, Baranovich Yeshiva. And on the way back, he stopped off in London. And the Jews in London were pleading with Rav Chanan to stay. They saw what was happening. They saw the Nazi storm clouds. They're pleading with him, please stay, Rav Chanan. If you go back, you're going to be killed. Why would you go back? And Rav Chanan turned to them and said, a captain does not leave his ship. And they kept pleading and begging, Rav Chanan, please, 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 you're going to die. Do not go back to Baranovich. Do not go back to Poland and Rav Chanan, to Lithuania. Rav Chanan still remained firm and said, a captain does not leave his ship. So eventually, when someone there heard this and said, so does that mean that you're promising that you're going to live? But going back, you're promising that you're going to survive the war? Or not the war, but that you're going to survive? Rav Chanan turned to them and said, no, that's not what I said. We have a promise. If you look in the Torah and Parshas Vayelech, Lotishkach Mipizar, that the Torah is not going to be forgotten amongst the Jewish people. That does not mean that I'm going to live and that the Baranovich Yeshiva is going to live. And in fact, that's what happened, that the Baranovich Yeshiva and Rav Chanan amongst them were killed, is decimated. But the Torah, as Rav Chanan promised, will still live on, because the Torah promises, L'tishkach mipizar, that the Torah is not going to be forgotten amongst the Jewish people. And that's what we can do now in America, that we're thousands of miles away. We're nowhere near our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael that are having rockets poured down upon. We're nowhere near the situation near the border where there are hostages being kept, where IDF soldiers are literally on the front lines risking their lives to protect us and to defend the Jewish people. So what can we do? So yeah, the Torah promises, L'tishkach mipizar, that the Torah is not going to be forgotten amongst the Jewish people. So if, yes, during the Holocaust, the Baranovich Yeshiva and many of the other yeshivas were destroyed. But the Jewish people, other places in America, the yeshivas that escaped kept the Torah going. And that's what we can do here in America. In America, we're not being attacked right now. So we have the ability to continue the Torah, to remind ourselves that today is Yisur Chag. The message you're supposed to tie down from Yantif on Yisur Chag is the message that the Torah is going to continue. It's going to continue to spiritually sustain the Jewish people, and it's going to specifically do that in exile. So what we can tie down, the message of Yisur Chag, the message that we can take from Yantif and tie down with us going forward for the rest of the year, is the message that we have the ability to continue the Torah in America. And on Shavuos, we celebrate the giving of the Torah. But on Shmini Atzeres, on Simchas Torah, we're celebrating something else. Because on Shavuos, when we received the Torah, we not only received the Torah, but we received a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with God. And on Shavuos, we celebrate the giving of the Torah, but we don't dance with the Torahs on Shavuos. That's not the day we dance with the Torahs. Now, what they do, we dance with the Torahs. We dance with the Torahs on Shmini Atzeres, on Simchas Torah. We dance with the Torahs on the day, which is the day that's meant to remind us of the special relationship that we have with our Creator. So specifically the message that we're meant to tie down now, the Yontif, going into the winter, the Yontif, which is the Yontif for the Jews in exile, the Yontif, where there's a difference between Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni, is the message that the Torah is still with us, that the Jew, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still with us, and He still wants to have a relationship with us. And when we look at what's happening in the world, that there's so many enemies that want to attack us, it's mind-boggling. I mean, just think about it. How many Arab countries surround the state of Israel? Saudi Arabia, it's 20 times the size of the state of Israel, has much more resources, the oil is worth much more. Why is it that they care so much about a tiny sliver of land? Why is it that so many people around the world, there's billions and billions of people in the world, I don't know how many, but I wouldn't be surprised if at least a billion of them want Jewish people dead, and there's who knows how many couldn't care less if they were dead. And what's the reason for this? Because they believe that us, the Jewish people, that we're the chosen people, and they can't live with that. They can't live with the fact that we're the chosen people. And Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, we celebrate on Shavuos, we became the chosen people, but on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, we celebrate the fact that we're the chosen people. And what we need to tie down the message, as we explain Isu Chag, it's about tying down the messages of Yantif. We need to tie down the idea, we need to strengthen the idea that we are the chosen people, and we're going to continue to be the chosen people. And Isu Chag allows us to take this, the messages of Yantif. What the purpose of Isu Chag is to allow to take the messages of Simchas Torah, to allow to take the messages of the fact that we are the chosen people, and to tie it down with us in the rest of our life going forwards, not in the Yantif life, but no, back to the everyday mode, where we take the messages of Shmini Atzeres, we take the messages of Simchas Torah going forwards with us to the rest of the year, to remind ourselves that even in dark times, even when things don't seem to be so bright, but no, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still with us, that the Torah is still with us, and we won't continue going forward. And that's one of the messages that are meant to take on Shmini Atzeres. But I think there's another message as well that we need to tie down, that there's another message for Isu Chag that we need to take with us specifically now at this time. So on Simchas Torah, we finish the Torah. And the message of the final pasuk of the Torah, if you think about it, what's the final pasuk of the Torah? The Moshe Rabbeinu, it was L'Einei Kol Yisrael, Rashi, quoting from Chazal from the Sifri, say that it's referring to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu destroyed the Luchos. Now let me ask you a very simple question. Why is it that the final pasuk of the Torah, which is all about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu destroyed the Luchos, normally we want to end stuff on a good note. Why is it that we're ending something on such... Why is it that we're ending the Torah with the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos? And perhaps the idea is as follows. That Moshe Rabbeinu was described at the end of the Torah as being an Eved Hashem, being the servant of God. And the idea is that on Rosh Hashanah, we proclaim God to be our king. And part of God being our king means that we're his servants. In the concluding time period of all the Yom Tovim Chodesh Tishrei, it concludes with the Simchas Torah. It concludes with reading about Moshe Rabbeinu smashing the Luchos. And the message is that sometimes to be an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be the servant of God, means taking all of your life's work and smashing it and destroying it. It means not doing what God wants. It means doing what your master wants, even though we don't understand and we don't know why. Moshe Rabbeinu, throughout the Torah, there are instances where he didn't understand why God wanted him to do something. And you know what? He did it anyway. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to be the one to go to Pyro and to speak directly to him to allow the Jewish people to go free, but God told him to do it, and he did it. And the message that we're meant to take from the final pasuk of the Torah, the message that we're meant to take from the fact that the Torah concludes with Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the Luchos, is that we're also meant to be on that level of Moshe Rabbeinu, that we're also meant to be the servants of God, which means that even though there are going to be things that we don't understand, there are going to be moments where we're going to throw everything away, but if that's what God wants, then that's what we're supposed to do. And that's the message of the end of the Torah, and that's another message that we need to tie down with us, that we need to take with us going forwards on Isu Chag. And that's really what our situation is now, that now, as we're hearing the terrible news about what's happening in Eretz Yisrael, what's happening to our Jewish brothers and sisters. But we have to remind ourselves of the fact that we also can be like Moshe Rabbeinu, that we also can be the servants of God, and that even though it means that we don't understand what our master wants, we don't know why, and it's not for our place to ask why and to question why, but we do what he wants because he's our master. I'll just share a story that might be helpful in explaining, unraveling this point. The Tells Yeshiva in 1941. So the Nazis invaded the city of Tells in Lithuania. And it was a town which was a Torah-centered town. The town was centered on the Yeshiva. And the Tells Sharav, of Avram Bloch, he was the Yeshiva of the Tells Yeshiva. And he is also the Rav, the rabbi of the city. And the Nazis gathered all the Jews together to kill all of them. and they decided to take the Rav out. They decided to take Rav Avram Bruch, the Telzer Rosh Yeshiva, out in front of everyone and to kill him first, when the entire community would see. And as the Nazis were kicking him in the head, they're beating him to death, one of the Nazis turned to him and said, "Where is your God?" And the Telzer Rosh Yeshiva said and responded, "He's your God too, and one day the entire world is going to know." And of that, he died. He died with the words on his mouth that this world has a creator, and he's the creator of everyone. And that one day, the entire world is going to know. And that's the message that we need to take with us on Shmini Atzeres. Being the ultimate avadim, being the ultimate servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means that we don't understand the reasons for all the evil that's occurring in the world. We don't understand the reason for what's happening. But if that's what God wants, then we have to be his servants. And one day, the entire world is going to recognize the fact that our God is the God of the entire universe. So, just to conclude, I want to share an idea which I meant to share earlier, but they say, I'm forgetting who this, they say the story about, but the during the Holocaust, one of the Nazis is beating the rabbi, and he asked him, "Do you still believe that you're the chosen people? Do you still believe, with millions of Jews being killed, that we're still the chosen people?" And he responded by saying, "Yes, as long as we're the ones being killed, and we're not the ones killing, then yes, we're the chosen people." And that's the message that we need to take now, that as long as we're the ones being killed, and we're not the ones killing, that indicates the fact that we're still the chosen people. We're still the chosen people of God, that God still cares about us. And this, even though we don't understand, we don't know why, but we're still the chosen people. And as part of being the chosen people, that means that we're going to face terrible anti-Semitism. We're going to face many enemies that want to destroy us. But as Rav Yaakov Emden said, the greatest miracle that ever occurred to the Jewish people is that we still continue to live on. We still continue to live on despite the fact that there's so many out there that want us destroyed and want not only destroy us physically, want to destroy the Torah. They want to destroy the special relationship that we have with our Creator. They want to destroy Judaism. So what we can do here in America, what we can do thousands of miles away, as our enemies are trying to not only physically destroy us, but as well as they're trying to spiritually destroy us, we can strengthen our belief in Torah. We can tie down, as we explained, today's Isur Chag. Today's the day we're supposed to tie down the messages of Shmini Atzeres. We're supposed to tie down the messages of Simchas Torah to accompany us through the rest of the year. And as we celebrated yesterday, the Yontif for the winter, the Yontif which is meant to guide us in the darkest times, we can tie down the message that the Torah is still with us, that the Torah is still going to continue with us going through exile. And that's what we can do. As we hear, as we're seeing and we're hearing the terrible news, yes, it might not be wise for us to get on the plane and join the IDF tomorrow. Yes, there's not so much we can do from a computer screen, from a phone. But no, we do. We are able to help. Because when we contribute by strengthening our belief in Torah, by strengthening our commitment to Torah, then that's standing up for what all of our enemies are trying to destroy. So yes, maybe we can't help so much physically. Obviously, we should as much as we can donate money to Davin and everything else that we can do. But by continuing to commit ourselves further to Torah, to commit to taking on more mitzvahs, to commit ourselves to further our belief in Torah, and the fact that the Torah is what kept the Jewish people going, it's going to continue to keep the Jewish people going. So yes, that's what we can do here in America. That's what we can do. We can tie down the messages of Shmini Atzeres. We can take the messages of Simchas Torah, tie them down with us on this Isur Chag, and have them going forward with us in the winter, having us going forward with us in the darkest of times, that we have a Creator, and that our Creator still loves us, and He's going to continue being with us forever and forever. And as we said over from the Tel Sharav, that yes, that this world has a God, and that He is the world's God as well, and that there's going to be a day that the entire world is going to eventually know it.